September 13, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. After surrender, what? I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do, John 17:4. Surrender is not the surrender of the external life, but of the will. When that is done, all is done. There are very few crises in life, and the great crisis is the surrender of the will. God never crushes a man's will into surrender. He never besieges him. He waits until the man yields up his will to him. The battle never needs to be refought. Surrender for deliverance. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. It is after we have begun to experience what salvation means that we surrender our wills to Jesus for rest. Whatever is perplexing, heart or mind, is a call to the will. Come unto me. And it's a voluntary coming. Surrender for devotion. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. The surrender here is of myself to Jesus. Myself with his rest at the heart of it. If you would be my disciple, give up your right to yourself to me. Then the remainder of the life is nothing but the manifestation of this surrender. When once the surrender has taken place, we never need suppose anything. We do not need to care what our circumstances are. Jesus is amply sufficient. Surrender for death, John 21:18-19. Another shall gird thee. Have you learned what it means to be bound for death? Beware of a surrender which you make to God in an ecstasy. You are apt to take it back again. It is a question of being united with Jesus in his death until nothing ever appeals to you that did not appeal to him. After surrender, what? The whole of the life after surrender is an aspiration for unbroken communion with God.